Yeah.
But
you're telling me there's no record button?
No. You just invite friends to join. When they join, it starts recording.
Hmm. Didn't do it for me.
Weird.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't my fault. And that, but maybe it's my app. You know, maybe you had
maybe you have a different app, yeah.
Right, or like a not upgrade version. Okay. Let's not talk about that anymore.
Talk about what?
I went 1-5 in picks last week.
Oh, talk boy. About what, Drew?
Me not recording that pod.
Why? It was so funny.
It was hilarious.
Right, so just getting situated.
Bella, relax.
Let me get Smoot's picks. Yeah. Yes. Smoot went 4-2.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I had a good record. Tied too.
To the lead. Yeah, Mike, you did. I think you went 4-2 as well.
Up here.
Abby, you can't go outside, girl. It's too cold.
Yeah, I started my pellet stove.
Go to this week. All right, I'm ready to do this whenever you guys are.
Ready.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
All right, we'll get started in 3, 2. Hello and welcome to Keeping Up with the Commissioners podcast, week 11. We have officially made it 10 and a half weeks with the Cleveland Browns being in contention for a Super Bowl. No longer. 10 and a half weeks, pretty good. I don't know if I've ever made it that far. That's all I have to say on that.
You don't know that, Butch. You don't know that.
It's all over. Maybe they'll make the playoffs. All right, I'm here with Drew and Mike. Mike, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good, pretty good. My team sucks bad. Not my fantasy team, the team I root for, the New England Patriots. You could just pull up a picture of a dumpster on fire, and that might get you more wins on NFL Sunday. I'm very happy that there's a bye week this week for them, and I don't have to put myself through that misery. So I'm very much looking forward to watching Red Zone all day and not having to be very, very, very disappointed with the Patriots play.
Been there. Drew, how you feeling?
Hi, I'm Drew. The team that I like in the NFL is good.
Borderline.
All right, moving on. We'll go to the first game.
Yeah, it feels good to not, you know, to actually have a team that's good. And, you know, our whole childhood, the Pats have been good, and it actually feels really good for them not to be good. So I'm enjoying the
ditto to that. Second to that.
Right. I'm trying to take it all in. Mm-hmm. And just appreciate it while we have it.
Hopefully. It's crazy. Drew's been an Eagles fan for like 4 years. We don't talk about that enough.
I talk about it pretty often. People bring up like Cunningham this, McNabb that. You know, I don't know.
It's borderline bandwagon status is all I'm saying.
It was literally 5 years ago I started watching football.
You started becoming an Eagles fan in the Sam Bradford era.
People are like, how are you so good at analyzing games and picking stats? And I'm like, I know, I just got here.
That's just natural talent, I guess.
Yep.
All right, so we'll do a quick standings check, then we'll go into the games. Frank has taken a stranglehold on the number one spot in the league, 8-2. He's a wagon. Then we have four teams at 6-4, Ryan, Sean, Mitch, and Alex. Kind of craziness. And then Jesse taking the sixth playoff spot at 5-5. I am right behind at 5-5. Still in it, I would say all the 4-6 teams, which is everyone except Smoot. So this is the only person out of it is Smoot, who got a big win last week. Congrats to Smoot. Thank you for that. That helped the playoff standings a little for me. This is going to be a tight race for probably the 5-6 spot is my thoughts on that. Anyone else have any thoughts on the standings?
Really exciting. Really exciting.
No, I love the parity. I mean, pretty much the only one that's in the playoffs is Frankie, and the only one that's out of the playoffs is Smoot. You got to love that league parity.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's going to be an absolute bloodbath the rest of the season. So, with that being said, we'll get right into the first game, which has big playoff implications. Commissioners Coxman 5-5 versus.
What about overall records, picks?
Oh, yes. Overall picks record. Bringing up the rear is Drew, 27-33. Third place is me, 30-30. I'm just a 500 at everything I do in life. I'm a 500 fantasy owner, 500 weekly picker. I'm right on brand, so I'm kind of right on track at 30 and 30.
Can we get Sophia to weigh in?
That I'm 500 on everything in my life?
Yeah.
She's busy feeding our sick cat. Speaking of, I have a cat who has been shitting all over my apartment. Woke up to a shit on the counter today. Shit's on the counter. So hopefully a veterinary Mordasky gets that sorted out.
I can fix that. Keep the cat off the counter.
Drew, I'm getting a lot of feedback over there from you, Drew. Can you settle down over there?
Yeah, sorry. I'm cleaning out my fireplace.
You using your skull candy headphones?
No.
All right. First matchup. Me versus Mitch. Big playoff implications.
You didn't
Mitch
even finish me or Frank with the records.
Oh, my gosh, Butch. You good, bro?
You all right?
My heart's not in it anymore, boys. My NFL season's over. No, I'm just kidding. It's been a hectic morning. I cleaned shit off my counters this morning, and then on Friday night at 1 a.m., I cleaned shit all over my carpet. So,
oh, my God.
I'm a little dazed. All right, second place is Mike, 34 and 26. First place is Frank, 35 and 25. So Mike and Frank are in a heated battle. I could maybe squeak in. Drew's out of it.
No. What'd I go last week?
I think you went 3-3.
500, baby.
Yep, on brand. I was above 500, but I went 1-5 because water always finds its level. Okay, third time's a charm. Getting into the first matchup here. Big playoff implications. Commissioner's Coxman, 5-5 versus Mitch's Bitches, 6-4. On Thursday night, Mitch got 8 points from Jamar Chase, 3 points from Mark Andrews, who is now out for a long period of time, and 6 points from the Raven D. So that's a win for me to get 17 points from three of those players. I only got 6.5 from Zay Flowers, but I got more hope on the board.
Drew,
I think McCaffrey
Jesus
gets back.
Christ, bud. Just stop doing what you're doing.
Okay.
People literally aren't going to be able to listen to this.
Okay, all right, go.
Christian McCaffrey's going to find the end zone this week. ETN against Tennessee has a little bit of a bounce back week. I think with Jamar Chase and Mark Andrews combining for only like 11 points, I think that's going to be enough for me to do it. I don't love my flex situation this week with Chris Godwin, but I just need him to be good enough. So I'm going to pick myself to win this one and get firmly back in the playoff hunt. Drew, what do you think?
I am also going to take you in this one. Just going to stick with the front office here. I think your analysis is spot on.
Mike?
But you're not going with the Houston triple stack? I think you got to put Nico Collins in there at flex.
Is he playing?
Nico triple Collins stack. Is playing. Brown is not.
Yeah, no, Noah Brown's not. Yeah, maybe I'll swap Collins and we'll see. That's gonna be a game time decision for me.
All right, I like that. You hate to see it on Mitch's side, Mark Andrews being out. That looked like a bad injury. A lot of bad lower leg ankle injuries this week so far. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the Jordan Travis thing last night. That was bad. His leg looks like a cursive L. Not good. I like Butch in this one. I think you need to throw the triple stack in there, buddy. I may or may not have the over in that game. A lot of points. I'm going with Butch in this one. Sorry, Mitch.
Triple stack would be strongly considered. Frank picked me, so congratulations on Mitch.
Fuck.
But we'll see. I still like my team. Maybe I can beat the curse. All right. Next matchup, we have Mike Law, Office of Gambler, 4-6. Like we said, not out of it. Versus Daddy Longleg, 6-4. Great season by Alex in his second season in the league. Neither of you had anyone play Thursday. This is going to be probably a tight one. The question is Josh Allen versus the Jets defense. I don't love. He's kind of been a little bit of an up and down. I
Drew,
can't get
can
read
you
on
just
the bill.
Sit down, bro, and hold your phone on a table?
My dog pissed on the floor. I got to clean up some pee.
It's insane.
Can you mute your phone while you do that?
I can't. This app continues to fuck me.
Can you leave your phone elsewhere and then come back?
Yes.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Josh Allen and the Bills, I don't trust. I don't love Mike. I don't love your running back group, to be honest. But I also don't love Alex's. Eckler, obviously, being the best of the four. A.J. Brown's going to get you points. Kansas City's a good defense, though. This is going to be a tight one to me. I do like how you have McBride at tight end. He's been doing really well lately, especially with Kyler back. I'm going to go Mike here as a little bit of an upset. I just think your roster is a little bit tidier this week. I'm going to go Mike. So normally I would go to Drew, but he's cleaning piss. Mike, what do you think about this one?
Yeah, my lineup is not 100% final yet. I'm still debating on if I'm going to leave Rashad White in there. That's a tough matchup versus the 49ers. That D-line is fucking insane now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if I take Rashad White out, I'm obviously going to bump Brian Robinson up and then probably put Amari in there or Curtis Samuel. I don't.
Kareem Hunt's touchdown machine.
Yeah, I know. Just, it's just, that's going to be a defensive battle. That's going to be like a fucking 12-9 game.
With one touchdown being Kareem Hunt on a 2-yard carry.
Okay. Maybe. I gotta believe in my team here. Trevor Lawrence and Calvin Ridley aren't gonna get it together. They never will. Awful stack, but I gotta fight for playoffs here. I gotta go with my team. I'm gonna pick myself this week. I have a feeling everybody else is gonna pick me too. So good job, Alex.
All right, Drew, are you back from cleaning dog piss? No, he's not. All right, so Frank picked.
I'm picking Mike.
Drew's picking Mike. All right, and Frank picked Mike as well. So there we are.
Good job, Alex. Consensus. Fuck.
Congratulations, Alex. All right, 1 second. Let me just record this. Wow, this is the pet defecation episode of the podcast, huh?
I guess so. Abby or Stevie, you got one of you guys want to hop on the train and shit on the floor?
Puke, piss, chip, piss, or shit, piss. Or
something. Something. All right, next matchup. Sean, the Autonomatuck, 6-4 versus Dak and the Ankle Breakers, Elijah, 4-6. Again, both still in it.
Sorry, last thing. Okay, I'm officially done. All you guys.
Thank God. You ready to record now, Drew?
Yeah, I'm in. I'm back.
Okay. What was the last thing? Oh, that was the noise.
Yeah,
the
I had
last
to thing? Put the grate back into the fireplace. We're good.
Okay. Sean's got Dak Prescott versus Carolina, which I love. Raheem Mostert, I don't know now that Achan's back. That'll be interesting to see. He also has Royce Freeman starting. His running back's not looking great this week. I don't love JSN against the Rams or the Chargers. I don't know, either one. JSN hasn't done too much this year. Kelce against the Eagles. Tough matchups for Sean this week. I do like Hollywood Brown. He probably should have played Lamar. Got 23 points. We'll see what Dak does. Elijah, similar... I don't know. Boom or bust. Addison going to have another big week without Jettis back yet. Don't love Deontay Johnson against the Browns. He also only got 3 points from the Bengals defense while Sean got 10.
Is Jettis not playing this week? I thought he was back.
Not playing this week.
Okay.
Not activated.
All right.
I don't know. I don't really have any sort of a read on this one. But I do know that Sean lost last week, I believe, and I kind of expect him to bounce back. So that's kind of just why I'm going to put Sean. Also, the 3 points from the defense kind of hurts Elijah a little bit there. Drew, what do you think?
This one I think is going to be a close one. Yeah, 3 points is not great for the defense, and 10 points for the man himself, Tux, is great. So I'm going to take Sean as well. Although I'd like to see him lose, but everything that I want to happen doesn't happen. So I'm taking Sean.
It's a life lesson, brother. All right, Mike.
Yeah, I got a stat for you guys. Autonomatucks after a loss are like 20-0 lifetime. I'm just kidding. I made that up. But it seems like it could be legit. Yeah. Sean's not going to drop two in a row. I'm not going to sleep this week on him. He had a good showing from Jay Tuck, and I'm going to take Sean.
Wait, is Sean coming off a 2-game losing streak already?
No, like he's not going to lose two in a row. Like he's
no,
not
I know, but did he already lose two in a row? I can't see. I'm looking at it on the app.
I don't think he lost two in a row this year. I don't think Sean ever loses two in a row, ever.
I feel like
he's lost three in a row. L3.
He's lost three in a row.
Yeah, Sean's got to win.
Great stats, yeah. Bass. No way Sean loses four in a row.
No way.
Let's see who Frank picked. Frank picked, let me see. Elijah. All right. Congratulations, Sean. You're safe. All right. So we're all on Sean. Frankie's on Elijah. Interesting. All right. Next matchup. Mr. Jeffers, 5-5. Really need him to lose versus Phil Rollins Sox, 4-6. Jesse's going with Levis at QB. Listen, Levis looks good, but he's not putting up, he's not scoring. They're not scoring points. Don't love that. On the other hand, Cormack has Sam Howell, who is just leading the league in most passing categories, which is who the fuck would have guessed. Jesse's going with the old Derrick Henry, Najee Harris, 2019 backfield. Don't love that. Jaylen Warren is now getting a much more of a stranglehold on that backfield, more to a 50-50 split. Don't love that for Najee, except maybe short yardage. Keenan Allen, is he going to play for Cormac? Let's check that out real quick. Expected to play without restrictions. We love that. Jesse got 10 points from McPherson on Thursday. God, I really can't get easy reads on any of these. I'm just based on the quarterback. I'm going to go Cormac in because I want him to win, which probably means I should pick Jesse, but I'm going to go Cormac.
These matchups are tough. You hate all these matchups. Like, I was looking at the slate this morning for gambling. I hated every single game.
It's a weird week. I hate all these games. It's a really weird week. That being said, Mike, pick this one.
I'm going to go with Cormac. I want to see it interesting down the stretch here. Will Levis, who fucking knows? He pretty much hit the nail on the head with the running back situation, so I'm not going to touch that. I think Cormac gets it done this week. I think I beat him last week. I can't remember. No, he beat me last week. So I'm going with Cormac.
Firing all cylinders this morning. All right, Drew?
I'm taking Cormac as well. I think his team's more well-rounded. Sam Howell, thank you for that stat. I know he's doing well, but I didn't really know that well. But I think he's more rounded, especially through the running back position, whereas Jesse's more like, okay, Diggs has to pop. Debo kind of has to pop. And so I think Jesse's going to lose again this week.
All right. Frank also picked Cormac. God damn, we are all fucking in alignment here.
This is crazy. Right.
It's nuts. Next matchup. CD's nuts. Frank 8-2 Wagon versus Team Smoot 2-8 Wagon last week. Potential Wagon? Smoot could be, we got a Wagon alert on Smoot. Frank got 18.5 out of Mixon on Thursday. I feel like you'll take that every day. Achan coming back this week for Frank. Again, I'm not sure. It's going to be hard to get a read on that until we see him. So interesting to see there. Frank's team is just stacked really top to bottom. Every position is what you want, to be completely honest. So it's really tough for me to pick Smoot. I would love to pick Smoot. His running backs are atrocious. His wide receivers are mid. Yeah, I mean, I want you to win, brother, and that's exactly why I'm picking Frank, also because I'm almost positive Frank's going to win. So I'm picking Frank. Drew, what do you think?
This one, Smooter. I'm taking Frank. Oh, nice. I do love the photo change, though. I like how he's into it.
I like his old photo better.
Yeah, that's fine. That one can go. It's great, Drew.
This is a for the dinner pick. I got to go with Frank.
Yeah, and Frank also went with Frank. So we're all either going to do really good or really bad this week.
Jesus Christ, we're literally picking all the same.
We had a couple differences.
This is not planned, guys, I promise.
All right, last matchup. Ryan, the Waddle Rocket, 6-4 versus 09, 4-6. Drew, you win last week, Drew, or did you lose last week?
Drew won last week.
Drew won big last week. Drew, I hate your running backs. Well, I hate Chuba Hubbard. David Montgomery, he's going to score a touchdown. He usually does. This is interesting. You're starting Michael Wilson at flex.
Drew's got a lot of buys.
Yeah, Michael Wilson at flex. You got Bijan, Algier, and Jonathan Taylor and Olave. Jeez, this is a tough bye week for you. I think Ryan's team has come down to earth since a really hot start. I don't think Jalen Waddle's produced that much this year, being the namesake of his team. Tua, I think, will do well against the Raiders. This is going to be a little bit of a slobber knocker in the mud. I think it's going to end up actually pretty close to where it's projected, 103-96, which never happens. And I got to go Ryan. Drew, I would love for you to get a win over him just to even it out the league a little bit, but I just, in good faith, I can't pick that. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, this is going to be another for the dinner pick. I rode with Drew last week. I'm not riding with him this week. I'm going with the Waddle Rockets.
Kind of like the opposite of Sean, where he can't lose 4 in a row. Drew cannot win 2 in a row, except for the first 3, and then he lost 6 in a row. So
you hate to see it.
Yeah, Drew.
Yeah, I don't
that,
like
that. Also, made no sense what I just said there.
I don't like my running back.
Firing this morning.
I don't like my running backs either. Wilson was added to the injury report Friday for a shoulder injury that kept him out 2 weeks ago. Don't love that. especially because it's either him or Reynolds or
no, pop Logan Thomas into that flex spot, Papa.
Or a tight end at flex. I'm going to win this week against Ryan. I'm going to win next week when I'm playing Smooter. Sorry, Smoot. And then coming down the stretch, I've got a couple poignant matchups against Mitch and I think one of the other 4-6 teams that I'm going to get two more wins. And I'll see you guys in the playoffs.
I love the confidence.
Yeah, got it.
Also picked Ryan. So we will go into gambling picks. Last week's gambling picks, I picked the Patriots -2 versus the Colts because I'm a fucking idiot. Lost that one. Drew picked San Francisco, Jacksonville over 45. I feel like that didn't hit because Jacksonville only scored 3 points.
No, that did not hit.
Didn't
hit. Okay. Mikey picked Steelers -3 versus the Packers. That did hit? Or that was a close game?
That did hit.
Okay. All right, so let's see. So we have, for gambling picks records, I am 3-5-1. Drew is 2-6. Mike is 3-4-1. Frank is 2-3. I got to pull up to get the updated line on my game, but while I do that, does anyone have a pick they want to pop out?
I'm also pulling up the picks as we speak. I've looked at them all morning, but I guess I was blacked out. I don't remember anything that I've locked.
I'm taking the Eagles spread this week. I haven't picked the Eagles in a while.
And what is that spread?
-3. It's +3. They're sleeping. Eagles play great as underdogs. I don't think they should be an underdog. People say, oh, they're not playing well. They haven't. They maybe haven't had their best game yet. This week needs to be the week they have their best game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Eagles +3.
I will say you don't want to have already had your best game.
That's right.
Early in the season, right?
This is when
is this game in Kansas City?
It is in Kansas City.
Okay. I'm taking this pick fully with my heart. Cleveland Browns -2. All the boys are betting against them. Doubt us. We're not going to win the Super Bowl, but we are going to make the playoffs. The Steelers always went on some bullshit. They won last week on a backwards pass that was not called a backwards pass after review, which is absolutely mind-boggling. Backwards pass, touchdown to the house for the Packers. Outrageous. The Mike Tomlin voodoo continues. Joe Burrow injured. Deshaun Watson injured. It ends here. They're going to fucking lose today, and then they're going to lose 4 more games before the season's over. I'm picking the Browns -2. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of points scored. Houston and Arizona game. Kyler's back.
He looked good last week.
Yeah, CJ Stroud's fucking just insane. Who would have known? He won us a couple Super Bowls on Madden.
That's our guy. Had to get rid of him, though.
Yeah, we had to. You know, it's about stacking the draft picks, you know? I'm taking the over in that game. It's at 48. I got it this morning at 47.5. So I don't know how you want to write that down, but
we'll put it at 47.5. Over 47.5 for the Cardinals Texans. Also, I forgot. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Smoot picked the Vikings +3 versus the Saints last week, and they won outright.
Skull. Yep.
That was That was a great pick.
Absolute skull. Nice work, Smoot. All right. A little bit of a quick one today. Frankie apologizes for not being here. He's at Yankee Candle, which I hope he's in the one. And is it in Vermont?
No, it's in Deerfield.
Deerfield. That big place is fucking sick.
It is sick.
It's insane.
You could spend a whole fucking day there. It's big.
Yeah, Coco's going there today, too.
Dude, place is fat. I respect the move, and I love it. I don't love that he's not on the pod, but listen, that's a debate to be had later. So, Frankie, enjoy listening to this on the ride back from Yankee Candle. Your car will probably be stocked up with 25 candles and a couple toys. I know there's a toy store at the end of the maze. So, that's it. Any parting words for the rest of the boys here?
Nope. I got
just
nothing.
Just a weird noise.
I think Mikey's gone already.
Mike just dipped.
Okay. Wow.
Jesus Christ, disrespectful. All right. Good luck, everyone.
Bye, Brennan.
See ya.
All right, we got to call a client. What? You're just going out? She's not coming in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Whatever, I don't care. Back in the floor is not the rug.
Yeah, I'll clean that up too.